Listener supported. WNYC Studios. Recycling.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Today, we're coming to you from WNYC's ground floor multimedia performance venue, The Green Space. And we are here with the Welsh singer and songwriter Kate Laban. She's just put out her new record, her sixth. It's called Pompeii, and she and her band are here to play some tracks from it for us today, beginning with this one called Moderation.
I could buy one eye in the sky, but I can't put my finger on it. I want to cry, I'm out of my mind, trying to figure it out. Moderation. I don't
Kate LeBon and the band with a song called Moderation from the new album Pompeii. Kate, it's great to have you back with us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Last time was about 10 years ago. It was your first American tour.
Yeah.
This must feel almost like a first time touring again.
It's lovely, actually. You know, the things that you maybe accidentally took for granted before everything shut down. It's
before the world changed.
Yeah, so we're all very excited. Yeah.
You know, the album title Pompeii seems like an obvious thing to ask about, because many of the songs on this record, even if they're not dealing directly with crisis and catastrophe, there's that sense of something looming in the background. And I get the sense that you're not referring to a 2,000-year-old volcanic explosion.
No, I think it's more metaphorical, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, where you were. I mean, I guess I mean that physically as well as metaphorically, in the making of this record.
I was in Cardiff in Wales, so, you know, very familiar place to me, but I'd planned to maybe make the record somewhere else, and realised, I think, like lots of us did during the lockdown, that my plans were totally incompatible with reality. So, you know, it was strange because, you know, I'm in this city where I grew up in my 20s and living in a house I used to live in then, and surrounded in theory by all my friends, but you obviously don't have access to them because we were under, you know, quite a strict lockdown. So it like felt like a strange connection with, you know, the geography of the location. Everything seemed somewhat removed, you know.
Yeah. Did it affect the songwriting process at all?
I'm sure, you know, it's, I think any conditions that you make a record under, it's going to seep in, you know. And I think Samer and I, you know, we lent into the chaos, and that makes you a little bit more porous to what's going on.
I mean, a lot of the lyrics, a lot of the songs, not that this is new for you, they're elliptical and or elliptic and elusive. You know, there's rare moments of actual narration. This is what happened or what I'm thinking. And yet, I sense what they're saying, to quote one of the lyrics. So that's a neat trick.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Don't ask me to expose my mechanisms.
Well, it almost seems like, you know, rather than building a song up, that these songs are maybe the result of paring something down. That's how they feel to
me. Yeah, I think that's a good observation. I don't know. It's like I don't really have a repeatable process, and I just know what conditions I work best under. So I suppose just kind of surrendering to the chaos of what was going on, and, you know, just, yeah.
So, The line I just quoted is from the song you're going to do next for us, called French Boys.
French Boys.
And as with many of the songs on your albums over the years, you know, a lot of these present as kind of standard song form. Mm-hmm. There's always a little twist. There's a meandering melody or a chord progression that doesn't go the way you expect it to. And I'm just wondering, you know, how much of that is intent, and how much of that is just a natural outgrowth of the way you work?
I think it's just the way I write, and unfortunately for Dylan, I seem to count in sevens or something. So everything happens on the two or the three or something for Dylan. But
So that's Dylan Hadley behind the drums, and we should probably...
This is Ewan Hinchelwood.
On sax and keyboard.
Toka Yasuda on the bass. Mm-hmm. And Alex Morrison over here on keyboards and guitar.
And Kate LeBon also playing guitar and singing. Shall we hear French Boys?
Yeah, thank you.
Once again, Kate LeBon.
Thank you. against rocky terrain. So quiet, but I sense what they're saying.
Once again, Kate LeBon and the band live from the Green Space with a song called French Boys, which you'll find on her latest album called Pompeii. First record since Reward in 2019, which got a Mercury Prize nomination. With this album, I mean, you talked about how you were sort of, you had to be in one place, sort of cloistered while making it. You had Stella Mozgawa.
Yeah,
playing drums from the Australian band Warpaint. How did that happen?
She was in Sydney, and I was in Cardiff, and it was some kind of things called audio movers, and you can link up sessions. Because I'd started doing some kind of rough demoing with her in the in Joshua Tree before I then went to Iceland to work, and she came out to Iceland to do the session with me, and then she flew back to Australia and I went to Wales, you know, everything shut down. So we did the session remotely. There was no way around it, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're touring with a band, but in those actual sessions, you mm-hmm. played most of the instruments yourself, except for the drums
yeah.
and I guess the saxophones. Mm-hmm.
I have trumpet lips, so I can't play the saxophone.
What does that mean, a trumpet?
I don't know. A friend told me that my saxophone dream was over, that I had trumpet lips. So, and Ewan is supposed to teach me saxophone, but so far, nothing. Yeah.
So did you write these songs on the guitar?
Mostly on the bass, actually, yeah.
Well, now that's interesting, because I wanted to ask you if you felt like these songs were sort of interconnected somehow, because while I don't hear, like, actual material recurring, mm-hmm. there are sort of gestures,
yeah.
shapes of melodies, especially in the bass mm-hmm. line, that seem to recur throughout this record.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was... you know, a decision that I made subconsciously to, there's a propulsion to the bass and like it's forward motion, there's a groove to it. So it was as if I was trying to stop any kind of dwelling or maudling, you know, you keep going, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And then it became the backbone for the record, that everything then was worked around.
So not a concept album, but a series of related songs somehow.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted it to sound, you know, like it had all been dreamed in one night, I suppose. You know, there's a lot of times, quite a big theme that keeps popping up, and I wanted it to feel like this moment that had been stretched out, you know.
So. Yeah, which is interesting because... you know, you feel like you're in a moment, and yet you can't tell quite when in time that moment is. Mm-hmm. There's a sense of kind of floating in a time bubble, so to speak.
Yeah.
So the title track, Pompeii, where mm-hmm. did this, you know, how did that become the title of the record? Did the song just speak to you and say, this has got to be the title? Or
I guess I kind of, Pompeii seemed to be the perfect setting for all the kind of complicated feelings that were ruminating, you know, whilst everything was shutting down and there's this huge global crisis, you know, thinking about the permanence of, you know, a final gesture and, you know, how it plays with your perspective of time and you know, that sense of a looming disaster, but you still go about your business, you know. And
right.
Yeah.
So. Right. So the line, the ugly wait for the morning papers, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
that's clearly not a reference to Vesuvius and Pompeii, but...
No, but it's all in there, yeah.
Having said that, I don't want to put, you know, optimism or pessimism in your songs if you haven't put them there yourself. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about all this? Is this an optimistic record, a pessimist?
I think it's optimistic, you know. I think there's a lot of hope and curiosity in it. Which I think is different to optimism, you know.
Well, it's hard to be hopeful without having some kind of cause for optimism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, all right. That's my philosophical musing for the afternoon. Shall we hear the title track?
Yeah, thank
you. Kate LeBon and the band live from the Green Space with Pompeii.
fear, every fear that I have, I send it to Pompeii. Now I'm running just to give it away. Got an ugly weight for morning papers. Sipping wine through a telescope.
That is the title track from Pompeii, latest album by my guest, the Welsh singer and songwriter Kate Le Bon, and Pompeii, her sixth record out now. She's been playing here in the green space with the band, and Kate, as a guitarist myself, I've been sort of holding back from asking this question because I know from experience that when you ask guitarists about their guitars, you can quickly get lost in the weeds, but I have to know. What is this guitar that you're playing?
Oh, my friend made it for me for this tour. So it's a copy of a Vox Phantom, but in the colors of the record.
Yes, so it's oddly shaped. It's bright orange, as people who are watching the live stream or watching the videos can tell.
Yeah. By Keith Wood, I should say his name. He's very wonderful, yeah.
Where's he from?
He's living in Grass Valley at the moment, yeah.
Here in the States?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Now, in addition to Pompeii, you've been busy as a producer. Mm-hmm. You know, you've worked with Deer Hunter and John Grant and many others. Anything in the works after this tour?
I've just been working with Devendra Banhart on his new record. So,
oh, great.
Yeah, hopefully try and finish that soon. And
okay, we'll look forward to that. Devendra's been here in our studio as well. Kate, it's been a long time since you were last here.
Yeah.
Great to have you back.
See you soon, hopefully.
Yeah. Congratulations on Pompeii.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We can get lost around it.
Watch the videos of the live performances by Kate and her band here in the green space. You can find them on the New Sounds YouTube channel or on our website at newsounds.org. These soundcheck sessions are engineered by Irene Trudell. She had help today from Edward Haber. Our producer, Karen Havlick. Our videographers, David McLean. And my thanks to the rest of the Greenspace staff, including Ricardo Fernandez and Jennifer Sendro. I'm John Schaefer. Thank you for being with us.
My-